Hayden Panettiere death latest. On-off boyfriend breaks silence through lawyers and reminds public there's no signs of foul play. An incident report states that the boyfriend of the Heroes and Nashville star turned over a bag of medication to police. Hayden Panettiere, who became a household name as a teenager for her role in Heroes and later starred in Nashville and multiple Scream films, has died at age 36. Panettiere was pronounced dead at a South Carolina apartment Sunday, August 16. A cause of death has not been revealed, but an autopsy showed no signs of trauma. Toxicology reports are pending and could take up to 12 weeks, according to the Greenville County Coroner's Office. A newly released incident report states that the 911 call was made by Brian Hickerson, 37, who is referred to as Panettiere's boyfriend. He reportedly turned over a bag of medication belonging to Panettiere to the police, but the contents of that bag has so far been redacted. His brother Zach Hickerson was also present on the scene. The Independent has approached police for further information. One day after police reportedly began probing whether there could be criminal conduct behind Panettiere's death, Hickerson broke his silence via his lawyer, saying, in part, "It is important to allow that investigation to proceed." That investigation now reportedly involves the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, who joined the investigation into Panettiere's death on Wednesday, according to a person familiar with the case who spoke to the New York Times. Panettiere was best known for playing Cheryl Yost in the 2000 Denzel Washington-led film Remember the Titans, high school cheerleader Claire Bennett on NBC's sci-fi drama Heroes, 2006-2010, and aspiring country singer Juliet Barnes on the hit TV series Nashville, 2012-2018. Her New York Times best-selling memoir, This Is Me, A Reckoning, was published in May this year, in which she looked back at her childhood in Hollywood and her experiences with addiction, postpartum depression, abusive relationships, and the loss of custody of her daughter, Kaya, whom she shares with former heavyweight boxer Vladimir Klitschko. Vladimir Klitschko breaks silence over ex-fiancé's death. In an Instagram post, Vladimir Klitschko wrote, "Our family is going through a time of profound shock and grief. The announcement of Hayden's tragic death saddens me deeply. She left this world far too soon. Hayden was, although no longer my partner, an important part of my life and the mother of our daughter, Kaya. She built an incredible career through immense talent while also facing the darker sides of a very demanding industry. Nothing will erase the times we shared or the place she had in our lives. To our daughter, Kaya, I will always speak of her mother with respect and make sure she remembers the person she was. I extend my deepest condolences to Hayden's parents, her friends, and her fans, who are also grieving today. Young and talented people like Hayden should not leave this world so soon. I ask everyone to please respect our family's feelings and privacy during this incredibly difficult time. For now, this is all I wish to say. Thank you to everyone who is supporting my family and expressing their sincere condolences. Rest easy, Hayden. May you find eternal peace. We love you, Hayden." Neutrogena stock tumbles as fans vow to boycott after Panettiere death. Neutrogena is facing a boycott and swarms of social media backlash over a story from Panettiere that has resurfaced after her sudden death at 36. In the months before her death, Panettiere spoke about the skincare brand ending her contract after 10 years following her comments about mental health made on live TV. Now, the renewed backlash against Neutrogena and calls for a boycott have affected the brand's stock. The New York Post reported Tuesday that stock prices for Kenvue Inc., Neutrogena's parent company, which also owns Tylenol, Band-Aid, and Aveeno, fell over 2% Monday due. The stock appeared to have begun recovering by Wednesday morning. Carson Holliday reports. Neutrogena stock tumbles as fans vow to boycott after Hayden Panettiere death. Brian Hickerson dealt legal blow in Panettiere case days before star's death. Brian Hickerson, Panettiere's on-off boyfriend, was denied a request to expunge and downgrade his previous felony charges to misdemeanors days before the hero's star's death. The charges stemmed from several alleged incidents involving Panettiere between May 2019 and January 2020. Following his July 2020 arrest, Hickerson pleaded no contest to two felony counts of injuring a spouse or girlfriend. He was hit with an 8-count criminal indictment in April 2021. Hickerson was sentenced to 45 days in jail in 2021, along with 4 years of probation, 52 mandatory domestic violence classes, and a 5-year restraining order. Page Six reported that Hickerson's request was denied during an August 13 court hearing, despite arguing that the terms of his probation had been met. Hickerson previously made the same request in July 2025, which was also denied. Hickerson was with Panettiere at the time of her death. Cops spotted at Hickerson family home days after Panettiere's death. Police have been spotted at a Hickerson family residence about 5 miles from where Panettiere died Sunday. Her on-off boyfriend, Brian Hickerson, and his brother Zach were both with her when she died. Now, Page Six reported Wednesday that cops were seen outside a home belonging to the Hickerson brothers' grandmother. A pair of officers were seen around 8:20 a.m. ET knocking on front and side doors of the residence. They returned about 90 minutes later to conduct a welfare check, the outlet reported. However, it was not clear who the intended target of the welfare check was. The Independent has contacted the Greenville Police Department for more information. Filmmaker recalls Panettiere's on-off boyfriend Brian Hickerson being on movie set. Filmmaker Griff first worked with Panettiere on A Breed Apart, which was released in theaters in May 2025. In an Instagram video shared August 17, first recalled Panettiere's on-off boyfriend Brian Hickerson being on set. "I had met Hayden about 10 years before that, and I knew that she was insanely talented, so when she signed on to do this picture that we were shooting, I was psyched. I really wanted to work with her. So I'm on set, and I get word from the movie's security team who picked her up from the airport that something was off," first said in the video. "I didn't think much about it, and so I left set and I walked over to greet her and her boyfriend Brian. He opened the door. Hayden was incredibly sweet and gracious and excited to work, but she was not okay," he continued. "I'm not going to get into the details of why that was, but having worked on over 100 movies and seeing just about everything, it was pretty clear that she was okay and the energy in her room was pretty dark." Hayden Panettiere's history with on-off boyfriend Brian Hickerson. When Hayden Panettiere died on Sunday, the 36-year-old heroes and Nashville star was in South Carolina with an on-and-off boyfriend she'd once described as her abuser. Hayden Panettiere's boyfriend was there when she died. Their history is complicated. Panettiere's estranged mother Leslie Vogel speaks out about her daughter's death. Leslie Vogel took aim at Brian Hickerson in her first public comments since the death of her estranged daughter, Hayden Panettiere, telling NBC News, "This person in her life that we have been trying to get rid of for quite some time was with her at her death, and that was Brian Hickerson." She added, "I think Hayden was an amazingly talented person in so many departments, and I think young people who grow up in the entertainment industry, it is a struggle, and it's a very challenging industry, and it's not unusual for them to sadly find the wrong path. I think it becomes very difficult to be true to yourself, and I think Hayden sadly lost her way, and I wish it were different. I wish she had stayed true to herself because she had many incredible attributes." She concluded, "I just feel that she's with her brother and they're at peace." Panettiere's younger brother Jansen died unexpectedly in 2023 at the age of 28. Who is Brian Hickerson? Brian Hickerson, who was listed as Panettiere's boyfriend in the incident report related to her death, had a long and complicated history with the star. The pair reportedly dated on and off from 2018. In 2020, Hickerson was arrested on multiple felony charges, including 2 charges of assault stemming from 2 allegedly abusive incidents from May 2019 to January 2020. He pleaded no contest to 2 felony counts in 2021 and was sentenced to 45 days in jail. In 2023, Panettiere opened up about her ongoing relationship with him. Hayden Panettiere talks relationship with ex Brian Hickerson after arrest. Incident report confirms Brian Hickerson and brother called police. Police in Greenville, South Carolina, have released an incident report revealing further details about the circumstances of Panettiere's death. As local station WIFF4 reports, Panettiere died in an apartment at Judson Mill Lofts on Easley Bridge Road. Brian Hickerson, 37, who is referred to as Panettiere's boyfriend, was also present at the apartment with his brother, Zach. According to the report, the men say they made the 911 call. The report also states that Brian turned over a bag of Panettiere's medications, but the list of those medications was redacted. Brian Hickerson breaks silence through lawyers. Hickerson, who was present at the time of Panettiere's death, along with his brother, Zach, released a statement via his lawyer. Sloan Ellis from the Ellis Hinton Law Firm told TMZ, "Hayden's death remains under investigation, and it is important to allow that investigation to proceed." As has been publicly reported, police confirmed there were no signs of foul play. Out of respect for Hayden's loved ones and the ongoing investigation, there will be no further comment at this time. Join our commenting forum. Join thought-provoking conversations, follow other independent readers, and see their replies. Comments. Bookmark popover. Removed from bookmarks.